might say, well, she has a better memory than I do because I sure don't
remember nothing now.
Okay. And you might say, you said you had a letter from your grandson this morning. You might say, well, I am going to sit right down and him a letter.
And I'll read it and write him right back.
Okay, and then you might say, well, just last night I him a letter.
I just wrote him out a letter, but he owed me one.
Okay, and you might say, every week I have
one letter from him.
Okay, and you have sent one to him every week.
Yeah,
I have
written him back.
Okay, or I have, how would you say, every
week? I wrote him back every week.
Okay. And I wrote asking him a question, and I expect an
answer in his next letter.
Okay, and when you put the letter in the envelope and you write on the outside of it, you say, you take your pen and the envelope.
Put his address on it.
Okay. And maybe if your hand is cramped or something and you say, would you, this letter from me?
Would you back this letter from me?
Okay. And you might say, well, I want to write to Joe. Do you know his
address?
Okay. And if a little boy has learned something new, and maybe he's learned how to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you might say, well, now who?
Thank you, Dad.
Okay. And if you're, if somebody say, well, when are you going to America? Well, let's make, say, a bigger trip than that, but maybe to Del Rey. You might say, when are you going to Del Rey? Well, we're next Wednesday. We're what?
We're going to.
Right. You don't know for sure, but you kind of have it in mind.
I'm planning to go next Wednesday.
Okay. And what do the children call somebody who always tattles? If a little boy has been bad, the little girl says to him, I'm going to go tell, and you say, oh, don't be a
tattletale.
Okay. And if you want to put flowers on the table, you go out in the garden and
pick them in the morning.
And pick what?
Pick them early in the morning.
Okay, I need for you to give me the word here. You're going to put a bouquet on the table, you go out in the garden and pick what?
Flowers.
Okay. And something a child might play with is a, or might, maybe they've been playing and there are things scattered around, you might say, go in and
pick up your toys now.
Okay. Any other old word for toys that you might use?
Pick up your things.
Okay. And if something happened that you were expecting or maybe were afraid might happen, for example, a child might hurt himself while doing something, you might say,
I told you to move it.
Okay. Or I knew it or I know it. I just know. I
thought it was going to happen. Okay. I told you to move that stuff.
Okay. And if you might say, well, this is the book that you, me, you.
You sent me.
All right, or
lend me.
Or
give.
Take, all right.
This is the book.
And yesterday you
left it.
Yesterday you used give.
You give it to me.
Okay. And you might say, well, you have me several good books. You have
give me several good books.
Okay. You might say, well, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone a mile when it
started raining.
Okay, would you say started any other way? It had just started to rain or it
began to rain.
Okay, did you ever say commenced?
Comes to raining, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, when you're out of breath, oh, you might say to somebody, why are you out of breath? I was feeling so good that I, all the way home.
Tired.
Okay, and not walked, but
I run.
Okay. Yesterday I, all the way home, I
run all the way home.
Okay, and